Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Landry Fields, the new general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joining John and Hugh. Morning, Landry.
Landry.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Landry, I just heard that that was your favorite song. Landry, what the hell was that?
That was my favorite song. I don't know who said that. Might have been my favorite song years ago, but I can't say that anymore.
Okay, so what was that?
That's a little EDM right there. Dubstep.
I have never heard that before. So you're a big EDM fan, I assume, or you used to be. Used to be an EDM.
No, I like EDM. I've heard that Drake's new album has some EDM hits on it.
Hold up, a minute. Like, now you're in my wheelhouse because I've been getting a lot of heat for this, Landry. I heard we were at Atlanta United this weekend, and I heard a little bit of it. Now it's not for everybody. But it's real catchy, so I don't have a problem with Drake's album.
Oh, no, I haven't listened to it yet. I hear only great things. My sister sends it to me. We had people here in the office that send it to me. So it's on my to-do list post-draft.
Okay. Well, speaking of the draft, I know some teams draft for need, others draft for best available. What are you looking for in this draft coming up Thursday?
We have always leaned best available, so we're going to stick to that one on this draft as well.
Best available player at 16, just outside the lottery here. Landry Fields, new general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, as we get ready for the draft on Thursday night. And again, live coverage on 92.9 The Game. Well, we're in a really interesting time of the year. I mean, Landry, you know that you can read, I don't know how much you can address it here, but you can read all of the speculation and rumors here that the Hawks are going to be kind of looking different on opening night next year between trades, the draft, free agency. Is it your expectation that there will be some kind of a new look to the team, or at least to some degree next year on opening night?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got to do better. You know, at this point in time, this is where a bunch of phone calls are coming in. We're making phone calls, and we're trying to address the needs in order for us to take that next step as a group. You know, last two seasons were different, to say the least. But moving forward, what we want to do is make sure that we're addressing our defense and trying to take a further step in progression in that area so that, you know, we can take it a little bit further next year.
You know, the Golden State, well, obviously, you know, Golden State Warriors won the NBA title this year. Is there something that you see in the Golden State Warriors that you would like to recreate here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, they, apart from having terrific players, you can see the level of chemistry and the camaraderie that they have, which, you know, that comes in time. You know, for us, it's about continuity and trying to have our guys continue to develop, not only in their respective games, but closer as a group. And that only, that takes time, and it takes some moves around the edges and just trying to add to the culture and add to what we need to do on the court, as I mentioned before, defensively. And, you know, you just keep repping that out over and over and over, and through consistency and time, you know, hopefully we get to that level of team that the Golden State Warriors are. I mean, they're a phenomenal group.
I mentioned at the beginning, Landry Fields, new general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, that you've been on the fast track here. Let's talk a little bit, Landry, to the Hawks fans that are listening about what Landry Fields is like. You went from, you know, Stanford star, NBA draft player, and then scout, assistant GM, and at age 33, you find yourself as general manager. What's it like for you to now know that you're the big boss of an NBA team and how your life has changed?
Well, I mean, still work closely with Travis Schlenk, and still under him if you want to look at an org chart for sure. But it's been an incredible journey. Just from my playing career to now in the front office career, I've had an unbelievable support system, which always starts at home with my wife. And, you know, she's got to live this with me. And it's not a typical job, not your typical 9-to-5. So you're living a lifestyle that requires support and help and backing from those around you. So I'm extremely grateful for that. And as far as, you know, my own journey here, a part of this is simply opportunity and just been given the opportunity to do these things, which, you know, just try to be ready for and try to continue and do my best with whatever is given to me. And hopefully from that standpoint, it sets up the next thing. And, you know, the people that I touch along the way, hopefully they feel empowered and equipped through working with me during the process. So got a ways to go for sure. I got a ways to go with a group, and, you know, we're setting our sights on, that's a big vision things, but so far it's been fun, and I'm extremely grateful for where I'm at.
Yeah, but you're not that far removed from being a player. I mean, is it going to be kind of interesting when you get a guy you go, you used to play with, say, you know, I'm now the boss. You understand? You get that, right?
It's that's a weird one, right? Like, I played with Danilo Gallinari in New York. I played with Lou Williams in Toronto. I played against guys, you know, I'm like guys that are still in the league I played against. So it definitely is an interesting dynamic for sure. But just kind of goes to show you that I'm still within that range of understanding where players are coming from and where they're at. There's definitely always going to be a shift over time as you get into the new generation of players, but not that far removed. So I think that adds, you know, great perspective and understanding and empathy for where these guys are at right now.
Speaking of that, what do you view as the strength of this team? And some of the weaknesses?
Well, I mean, we've always leaned with just our offensive threats. I mean, Trae Young definitely is the anchor there. And as we all know, he's a terrific player, all-NBA guy. And, you know, we're looking to him as the guy that's we're going to require a lot for sure. And so if we can continue to build out and maintain a hunger for wanting to get better, then I think we'll be in a good place. You know, as I mentioned before, the weaknesses, if you must call them that, is just simply defensively. Like, we've got to be better there. And that's something that we're taking our time to address.
Landry Fields, new general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Landry, I'm just a knob on the radio, speaks my mind every day here, but I got to believe with the generational talent like Trae Young coming into his prime, I look at the East. Landry, I think you make the moves right. This East is winnable soon. Next year, if not the year after, you guys should be in position that you were kind of last year, you know, in terms of the Milwaukee year, on a fairly regular basis when you got a guy like Trae.
Yeah, it helps. You got to have those guys, you know, and each season is different. And when you put it into the context of the year, I mean, there's some similarities from year to year, but then there's some differences. It's a funny league sometimes where really good teams do well, and then the next year they don't do so well. And there's a number of reasons as to why. However, we want to be prepared, and we want to make sure that we're looking out for those things so that when we do hit bumps in the road throughout the season, because they do come every single year, whether it's injury or a pandemic, let's say, those are things that we got to make sure that we're addressing and trying to anticipate as best we can. And some of those are like black swan events, and you can't really do that. But at the same time, it's something where as long as we can remain adaptable and continue to absorb all that comes with the season, the highs and the lows, and allow it to grow us so that it sets us up for the ultimate vision of where we want to go. And that's our job, and that's what we have to do.
How aggressive do you think you are personally? Because we all understand you were part of it, from Tony Ressler and Jamie Gertz in the ownership group through Travis and through, of course, Coach Mack and to yourself, that last year was a step back and not acceptable at all. So how aggressive is Landry Fields going to be in terms of making sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, it all starts with the vision. I want to win. We all want to win. Highly competitive, you know, that's been in my nature since I was very young. And our eyes are set on a championship culture. You know, like, those are the things that we have to get right. And there's so many things that go into that. So we're going to be aggressive where we need to be aggressive in order to continue to get better and get this to a place where we have sustained success. And that's no different than what Travis wants and what Tony wants, what our ownership wants. Like, we're all on board with that. So as long as we're setting our sights there and we're creating a value system and expectations along the way to keep us moving forward, we should be all right. Just got to give it some time.
You know, Landry, I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to you again, but if we do, I need you to school me on this EDM music, man, because it's really not my genre, but it sounds like you know a lot about it, and I would really appreciate that if you kind of like gave me a little crash course education.
Oh, I got you. We'll go with subgenres there, too. I'll hit you with a bunch of stuff.
Hold up. You just hit me with the subgenres?
The heavier stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, like this, yeah, there's layers to this EDM thing, man. There's layers to it. So you tell me if you want something a little more slow or you want something a little more high-paced, you want something a little rowdy, like, I got it all for you.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, John. I wanna check this out, this EDM music.
Is he going to sing for us? Because, you know, Landry's like an accomplished singer.
Oh, wow, he can sing too?
Oh, yeah. What was the show you were out there? What was this called? Sing Your Face Off? Is that what it was? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, I got to Google that.
Once upon a time.
I got to Google that.
Finishes the runner-up, Sing Your Face Off. All right, there you go. You were sounding like, okay, I got you.
We didn't pull it all out.
That was in
the
vault. You guys need to close that one.
It's on the wiki. You had to sing Lionel Richie and Pitbull. Yeah, it's on the wiki.
Oh, yeah, we're about to have some fun with this, John. We're about to have some fun with this.
Thank you, Landry.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.